Late last year, Knoxville City Council approved the sale of public land to the Clayton Foundation for $1. In exchange, Knoxville will get a $150 million science museum. But the land where that museum is supposed to be built has a storied history, and some say this isn't just in the past. I'm standing at the corner of Howard Baker Avenue and Hill Avenue. On my left, the Knoxville Police Department headquarters. On my right, apartment buildings. Down the street are the Civic Coliseum and three parking garages. Across James White Parkway stand the business towers of downtown Knoxville.
We're sitting on the fossils of a black community right now.
That's David Hayes, a community organizer and former city council candidate. During the mid-century urban renewal period, Knoxville accepted federal money to tear down what it called blighted neighborhoods and build the complex we're now standing on. Hundreds of black families, as well as black-owned businesses, were displaced.
So, you know, this is a historically black area. This was a thriving black community until it was forcefully pushed out and removed under urban removal, right? So with all these things at play, equity should be coming to the top of the mind.
Hayes isn't against a science museum, but he says there wasn't enough public input to ensure the surrounding neighborhood will benefit from the museum. And he has a point. David Brace, Knoxville's chief operating officer, says the process that led to the approval of the Science Museum was different than if it was a city-funded project.
Let's say we were going to do a fully funded, tax-supported public park. You know, we would go out and do exactly what the park design looks like and the types of things in the park. This is a mix because it's private dollars that want to happen inside the city.
Those private dollars mean a less intensive public review process is required. The Science Museum was discussed at city council meetings, and the project was covered in the local press. But only one public meeting was dedicated specifically to the museum proposal. It was held at 5:30 on a weeknight, the week before Thanksgiving. 27 people showed up. 2 weeks later, the city council voted to sell the land. The tract is in City Councilwoman Gwen McKenzie's district. She voted for the sale. But now, she wonders if there was enough public input.
You know, after the fact, I did think maybe we should have had, you know, a couple of more meetings to just ensure that everybody was aware of, hey, this is what's happening, and to get the feedback.
Attorney Eric Amarante says public meetings are more than a chance to review design plans, express a viewpoint, and then go home. They can also produce a commitment called a community benefits agreement. Amarante says that happened in Nashville recently.
The developers promised to engage a certain number of the local folks in the planning process, make sure that they're hiring locally at living rate wages. The community that is being affected by this new development is getting some say in what the development will look like. Now, usually that happens pre-approval from the city.
David Hayes and others asked Knoxville City Council for community benefits agreement before the city sold the land to the Clayton Foundation. But the council approved the sale unanimously without one. Amarante says it may not be too late now, but the ball is in the foundation's court.
I don't think it's out of the question to get some meaningful benefits. They promise not to outsource things, that they promise to hire locally not only on once it's open, but in construction and things like that.
There's some discussion among Knoxville City Council to commemorate the story of the black community that used to be here, but no firm plans have been made, and it's not clear who will pay for it. Hayes says that's a step in the right direction, but he'd also like to see more tangible benefits for the black community that is still here.
Ultimately, we got to make sure the people who's, our ancestors who were pushed out this area need to benefit directly from this, need to be benefiting in the forms of jobs, need to be benefiting in the forms of, the jobs to build it and the jobs to maintain it, need to be benefiting in forms of the things that's actually taught there.
I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.